In the late 19th century, Mormons in Utah practiced polygamy, an institution seen as barbaric by the rest of the country. One polygamist wife found plural marriage both difficult and liberating. Martha Hughes grew up in Utah, and in 1878, with the blessing of the LDS Church president, she attended medical school at the University of Michigan and the University of Pennsylvania. She returned to Salt Lake City and went to work at the Deseret Hospital, where she met Angus M. Cannon. Soon after, she became his fourth wife. Their union was at first secret because of the active pursuit of polygamists by federal authorities, and Martha was forced to live away from her husband throughout their marriage. She even had to go into temporary exile in England, Michigan, and elsewhere after the birth of each of her three children. During the times she was in Utah, she set up a medical practice and became an active advocate of public health. In 1896, she was elected the first woman state senator in the country. She was one of five Democrats who, along with five Republicans, including her husband, ran for five at-large seats. All the Democrats won. In her term as senator, Martha Hughes Cannon sponsored a variety of public health measures, including one establishing the State Board of Health. She later served on that board and helped create its policies. Martha famously told a writer for the San Francisco Examiner that if a woman's husband has four wives, she has 3 weeks of freedom every month. But in her letters to Angus, Martha revealed how she struggled with the institution of polygamy. She lived it only because she believed it was a commandment from God. In her later years, Martha moved to California to be near her children. She worked at the Graves Clinic in Los Angeles and died in 1932. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Elaine Thatcher.